Welcome to the Newbie Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Patrick, and I'm here to show you the ABCs of exercise and nutrition so you don't have to go in circles trying to figure it out by yourself ever again. Welcome back to the Newbie Gains Podcast. Today, we're digging into the ego is your enemy. Firstly, big topic, all about mindset. Here's the thing. Ryan Holiday, if you don't know him, is the author of the book, The Ego is Your Enemy. A great read. When I first was given this book by a student of mine, her name was Juliana, back in 2016, she gave it to me. She was the most shy, reserved, anxious student I had when I was working with her. And she built the courage to like give me this book, right? When I first received this book, I remember feeling like my ego took a hit. It was like, you're telling me my ego is my enemy? Like, that's how big of an ego I had in 2016. Unbelievable, right? She was just trying to help. And I had too much of an ego to understand it. So this is a full transformation, me talking about this topic. Okay. Now we're going to be talking about how the ego can hinder our body transformation results. Okay. I'll tell you a little story. My little brother, he's 22. I'm 32. My older brother's 38 and 42. Three brothers. My little brother growing up was the small kid, skinny, small. Now I did have a growth spurt, but he would be the one that you could probably bully and pick on. And I knew this, but I couldn't say anything until he asked for help. He wanted to go to the gym, but he didn't have the confidence to do it. So when I asked him, hey, why don't I take you? I am the personal trainer. I have a gym. I'd be the guy. He said no to me for the longest time. He's like, oh, I don't really need the gym. I'm just going to play tennis. I'm thinking, you need the gym because you play tennis. But he didn't want to listen. So I worked with my older brother and we worked for 14 weeks and he helped me open my first gym. And one of our goals was to get a body transformation to use it to advertise as the fact that we do body transformation. So he was my first body transformation. So my brother had an ego, but he didn't let it get in the way of his results. Because the little goal and target we had was, Anthony, I will make you all your meals. I will cook for it. I'll cook for you. I'll do all your macros to the T. All you have to do is pay for the groceries and show up to the gym every day, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. And I would train you. And in 14 weeks, we got the best results I've ever given anyone on a 14-week journey because he was committed and I cooked for him. My little brother saw the result and he said, I think I want some too. If my little brother started when my older brother did, he would have been way ahead. But he just said, no, I don't want to listen. I think tennis is going to get me the body I want. So here's what we need to do. We need to understand the three things you guys need to know about your ego to use it for progress, not self-sabotage, okay? Three things. Number one, we need to understand what the ego is. Number two, we need to understand the impact that it has on our body transformation. And three, we need to find a way to overcome the ego. The first thing, how do we define ego? So when I say ego, you guys, comment below a celebrity or an artist or someone on the internet that you think has a massive ego. I would say Kanye West, maybe Kim Kardashian, let's have a look at Donald Trump. Let's have a look at who's got a big ego, Cristiano Ronaldo, Conor McGregor. These are the names that stand out to me, okay? Jeremy Renner, okay? I see that, Mariana, Jeremy Renner. All of these massive egos, okay? But let's break it down. All it is it identifies as self and it either seeks validation or protection, okay? So if someone says something to you like, oh, you think you're so good. Oh, you think you're so good in that dress, little snide remark, okay? That's their ego combating your ego. So your protection of like, no, well, don't judge me just because you can't dress right. Or someone could be like the opposite, right? Which is like giving you a compliment, whether it be genuine or flattery. It's up to you to determine which one it is. Someone could say to you, Mariana, hey, Mariana, your dress looks beautiful. I love seeing you in that dress. So your ego is your validation. It's like, oh, yeah, I do feel good. And I'm trying my ass off to get here. So we can't look at ego like good or bad. We just got to find out which one is it. Is it the validation or the protection? Okay. And then let's keep going. Okay. Then we got to understand it first. Now, how can it be detrimental to us? Comparison to others. For example, you're on a fitness journey. I know you guys, whoever's listening to me right now, this is you. You're crushing your journey. You look in the mirror, you know you've changed. Okay. But every time you look at a magazine or a photo, your sister, or your ex-boyfriend's girlfriend, the girls on Tinder, I don't know. Your comparison ego is like, I don't look good enough. She looks better than me. I suck, okay? Maybe your ego in the past led you to failure. And because you tried so hard at something a few years ago and you failed and you quit, maybe today you still have that fear of failure. You don't like being hurt again. So that's your ego, okay? Maybe your body has changed in a way where it's like strong, curvy shape, tone. But your ego is like, it's not the skinny Victoria's Secret model look. So your ego is saying, this is how it should look, as opposed to appreciating what you have and what you created, okay? Me, for the longest time, didn't have a fitness coach. I would use YouTube. And YouTube, although gave me great information back in 2008, I only started seeing epic results when I let go of the I know it all, I've done it mentality. And this mindset I had was like, my feet were stuck in the mud, I couldn't get out of it, okay? So I didn't know how to squat or deadlift. But my ego said, I don't need a squat. I don't need to know how to deadlift. I don't need to do legs. So the first 3 years, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't do legs because I didn't know how to squat. Like, I didn't have the mobility to get to ass to grass, like Joe, right? So tamed myself. I met someone at the gym and she was a trainer as well. And I saw her kicking ass in the gym and my ego was like, nah. Believe it or not, at 19 years of age, I'm like, she's a girl. She can't train me. That's what I said to myself. Little did I know, she was a lot stronger than me. She was in the industry for a lot longer than I was. And she taught me how to squat and deadlift. I'm like, you know what? You can teach me as long as like it's Friday at 8 p.m. and no one can see it. Like, that was the ego I had. I didn't want to be seen like shaming myself, having a girl like train me. That's how fucked up my mindset was. But I was too embarrassed to like ask for help. So she was so nice and courteous that she helped me. She helped me with my lifting. I got stronger. It took me like 6 months to actually start getting confident with lower body. And that was me asking for help. Now, the way I did it was a bit like shameful, but I just had so much pride and ego that I didn't want to be seen like that. Fast forward 6 months later, all the tools that I learned from squatting and deadlifting, doing lower body, I taught to all my female students. And they started getting better results. And I started training men. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how to train men. They want abs. They want bigger chests. I train ladies. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? Maybe I'll just train harder and do more bench pressing. Maybe if I had a big enough chest, they'll respect. That's stupid. So instead, I hired a coach. I got a powerlifting coach. And I said to the guy, I'm like, yeah, I'm really strong. I bench like 120 kilograms. And my coach is like, that is like one of our like beginner lifts. When he said that, I was like, sorry. I said, I've been training for 3 years. I do YouTube. Like, I've been watching YouTube workouts. He's like, yeah, so 120 kilograms in your weight class, you're probably going to be like a D. I'm like, what? So I was in an environment where I was the smallest one, okay? I was a small fish in a big pond full of sharks. So that took a massive ego hit. So I was the weakest one at the powerlifting gym. And because I was the weakest one at the powerlifting gym, I felt embarrassment. I felt sucky. I felt like I was being exposed. So I was determined to commit myself to a 16-week boot camp with these powerlifters to get strong. I had to kill all my ego, you know? My coach didn't care how strong I was or how my perceived inflated perception of who I was at the time. It didn't rattle him because he's seen it all. So when you are in an environment with people that have seen all likes, all the skills, all the egos, that's a good place to be in. If you're starting with a coach who's just getting started, it can kind of be dangerous, okay? So I had the I know it all, I've done it mindset. That is the first thing you need to get rid of if you want to get rid of the bad ego, okay? Now, let's have a look at the impact it has on your body transformation. For example, if you have fear of failure, then you're going to have fear of trying new exercises. I mean this in a compassionate way. Guys, if you're still training at home, I'm going to invite you to message me and say, Pat, I want gym workouts. I'm starting next week. I want a plethora of you to just command more from yourself. If you listen to my podcast that I did a few days ago, Facebook Live, in this academy, you realize I said you're made for more. If you are made for more, message me and say, Pat, I want gym workouts. Home workouts are comfortable. Here's the thing. You can get results training at home, but if you want the next level, you're going to be at the gym with more equipment, okay? So that will get in the way of your body transformation. Now, let's go to the other side. If you don't have fear of failure, then your ego could be like, I'm too good to ask for help. And I'm obsessed with being perfect. So because you're obsessed with perfection, you self-sabotage because even though you're seeing results, you're not happy with it. So you're like, oh, you know what? All in, all out mindset. On Saturday, I'm just going to go out with my friends and drink because nothing works. I'm drinking out with the ladies, the women, the girls, and the guys. I'm partying, doing things that we shouldn't be doing. I'm indulging, but I'm overindulging. I'm just like, whatever. I had a stressful week. Nothing works. This is like what happens to perfectionists. You get so caught up in all the little details when you don't realize that fitness is a lifelong journey, okay? So how does ego affect consistency? Skipping workouts due to fear of judgment, feeling demotivated by slow progress, all of the above. And this takes a toll on the psychological brain. What will happen over time is increased stress, increased anxiety, dissatisfaction on achievements. I have some of you guys in my program. I'm not going to name any names, okay? I have some of you guys, and I want you to figure it out for yourself. You don't need me to tell you. You need to understand that there's results happening in your body right now. There's results happening on the scale. There's results happening in the mirror. But because you have perfectionist traits, you can't see it. And the ultimate suffering is when you have success without fulfillment is the ultimate form of failure. Did you know all the people that traveled to the moon back in the 40s or 30s, whenever it happened, their whole obsession was getting to the moon. It's all they cared about. But what happened was, because that's all they cared about, once they got to the moon, they came back. 99% of those people that got to the moon were depressed. You cannot base your fulfillment on the scale. You cannot base your fulfillment how you look in the mirror. There's other non-scale, non-before and after photos, victories you have on a fitness journey. So get rid of the filters, get rid of the perfect photo on Instagram. That's not real life, okay? So that's the impact that has on your body transformation, your ego. So how do we overcome it? We went through the negatives. What do we need to do now? But before I do that, I want to read some comments. Nancy, it's totally different. I talk from experience. I used to work out from home 1 year. I now train at the gym 3 months. I got results that in 1 year at home I didn't. I'm going to repeat that. Nancy, one of our students, was training at the gym for 1 year. Training at home for 1 year. She's been with us for 3 months training at the gym, and she's gotten more results in 3 months than 1 year at home. Okay. So what happens? Get out of your own way. Get outside your comfort zone. So let's talk about overcoming ego. Firstly, we need to build some self-awareness. Recognize your ego is influencing your thoughts and actions. So you need to separate yourself from the ego. Realize, oh, it's your ego being reactive. Oh, that compliment really affected my thought about how I look. Why? Oh, that negative comment in my Instagram, that happens to me a lot, really affected my feelings, right? What we need to do is go to the other way of ego, which is embrace humility, okay? Understand that everyone starts somewhere and progress is not a destination. It's a journey. We also need to make sure we set realistic goals. You know, how many people tell me they want to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks? Every day, Pat, I want to be your next student to lose 25 pounds in 3 weeks. Like, why do you want to lose 25 pounds in 3 weeks? What's the rush? You don't understand, Pat. I got an event coming up, Tomorrowland. I'm like, what? No, that's not what we do here. Wouldn't you want to lose 25 pounds in the next 3 to 4 months and keep it off forever like me? Like, the best mindset for losing weight is the ones that say, I want to lose the weight. I don't care how long it takes, because they get there faster, because they're not attached to the number and the scale. They're more attached to the daily requirements, the daily tasks, the daily disciplines that get them there. And because they're hyper-focused on the daily actions that need to get them there, they get there faster. You always focus on the end number. You're going to be so wishy-washy throughout the week. Oh, Pat, you don't understand. I haven't lost any weight in the last month. You've lost 40 pounds last year. It doesn't work that way. You can't just continue to lose 5 pounds a month. It gets more difficult. So maybe there's an educational process you're missing. So instead of saying, why doesn't this work for me? Why don't you ask what is a goal that is more measurable that I can attain that doesn't get me in my own way? Okay. So Megan, one of our students, I'm like, look, you're 119 pounds down. You're 119 pounds now. You're 160 pounds before. You don't need to lose any weight. We need to put on muscle. So she's like, okay. So I sent her a before and after photo and she's like, whoa, my body's actually changed. I was so hyper-focused on the scale. Okay. Now she's looking at like her body composition. You know, we've got some students here that haven't lost any weight at all and their body looks completely different. Okay. So setting realistic goals is not just a number on the scale. That's one way to overcome the ego. Here's another way. Practice gratitude. Every morning, despite how I feel, I am grateful for something. This morning, I had an emotion in my body. I looked at my journal. The first thing I had to write is 3 things I'm grateful for. That negative emotion went away because you can't feel negative and grateful at the same time. So there's 3 people I was grateful for and I wrote them down. I looked at those names. I'm thinking, even though you drive me crazy, I'm grateful for you. Comment below if you can relate. There's people in your life that drive you crazy, but you just fucking appreciate them. Heather's like, me, Grace, me. Yes, Nancy's like, I'm one of them. I think I only lost 1 kilogram, despite that your body's completely changed. Exactly. Here's another thing. Okay, my podcast listeners, maybe this is what you need. You need to be around a supportive community. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals who uplift and inspire you. Here's the thing, guys. I want to be straight up and honest because you deserve that. We have 500 students in the academy. We have 25 of you guys who are always there every day, rocking up, showing up, doing the wins, doing the gratitude, getting your form fixed. And all 25 of you guys, your results are just so much larger than life because you have so much good, positive energy because you're in the environment. You guys who are watching and listening on the sidelines and not involving yourself, get out of your own way and start posting, okay? Sabrina, who just joined the Next Level Coaching Program, she was going through some difficult shit the last 7 days, some really difficult stuff. She still made the decision to keep going. She still plugged herself in the community so much to a point where she doesn't need to air her laundry out, but she went in there and she had the power, the strength and courage to help other people. Can you imagine going through a whole life change and still having the ability to help others? What type of strength do you need to have to be able to do that? Now, you need a safe environment to embrace those skills. You need a safe environment to embrace that positive energy. So use it. Use it. Okay, we didn't build this Dream Team Academy for you not to use it, right? We got some cool people here. You know, Sarah, Christine, she joined the academy on a four-day challenge, right? It was a free four-day challenge. She crushed it. She won the challenge. And we sponsored her for 16 weeks. So much to a point where she was so loud and proud that we sponsored her for a whole year. We sponsored for a whole year because she was driving the community to a point where I hired her. I hired her to be the Dream Team Academy community manager because she was posting and commenting every freaking day and uplifting everyone else. Who wouldn't want to have that in your team? Okay. So if you right now have an ego issue, I want you to audit your circle and realize who are the people that are inflating your ego, making you feel like shit, or making you feel too good for what you are. Maybe you're not around an environment that bring the best out of you. Maybe you are like the biggest freaking shark in your pond. You're doing better financially, physically, emotionally, relationship-wise in your circle. And because you're so high up there, you can't learn shit. So maybe you need to be in an environment where you're constantly learning from people that are further in front of you. You know, three of the closest energies in my life right now are like above in like a lot of areas of my life. I spend so much time with them and I get all that energy and I pour it into you guys because you guys are my students. And I'm your coach. Some of you guys look at me like a role model. Some of you guys are like, wow, he's always consistent. Every morning, these morning rituals, okay? So a few things to take away from this call. Number one, if you haven't already, hire a mentor, whether it be in your fitness journey, your finances, your career, your personal life, relationships, a therapist, whatever. Hire a mentor to help you go further. Get rid of your ego. You don't know everything. No one knows everything. ChatGPT is also wrong. I've corrected her a few times. All right. That's pretty much it, guys. I have a few more I wanted to go over with you, but I think we built enough dialogue here for you to take away that one, we need to understand our ego. We need to understand the impact it has on our results. And three, we need to overcome it by embracing humility, building self-awareness, setting realistic goals, being grateful, and having a supportive community around you. So if you found this episode valuable, make sure you consider subscribing, leave a review on Spotify, share it to the universe. Help a friend. I'll see you on the other side of the Newbie Gains podcast. Done. All right. We've got 16 people in here, baby. This is a record for us. Heather. Yes, my husband. Shout out to the peeps that haven't lost weight but look so different. Yeah, you've lost some, Grace, but you are one of those people that your body's completely changed too. Yep, Sabrina. Dream Team is like a cooler second family that only helps you. Yeah. It's freaking go. Oh, I love that. You know, the Dream Team Academy, guys. You guys are the Dream Team Academy. You guys are the ones that build the community. You know, me and Sarah, I'm going to go visit Sarah in a few months. I'm going to tell her, how can we organize an in-person event where we can get everyone, as many people as possible, to like feel this energy? Let's get off this virtual platform and like be in a safe space where we can enjoy each other's company and just like be around this good juju. Huh? Comment below if you would want some of that. Ooh, we've got some new people in here. Yeah. Ha ha. Nancy's in. We've got to find a place. The only thing is location, but I know some of you guys will fly out. I've had it before. You know, I tell you a quick story. In 2021, 80% of our clients were Australian and I was in Canada. So I flew back home to Australia and we held I called it how to be a beast in the squat rack. I did a workshop. And we had like 30 people from the academy come down to Good Life in Melbourne. And I did a squat workshop. We had lunch afterwards and then drinks post. And then we did some karaoke afterwards. It was very fun. Jules, yes. Nancy, I'm 1.5 hours from Sarah. Oh, cool. I love that. Are you in Toronto, Nancy? All right. Well, guys, that's all. I see you, Jules. I enjoy this. I'm going to do more of this week. I'm going to come live. I like this energy. I'm out, guys. Have the best day ever. Make sure you guys are crushing it, slaying February, meaning you don't stop. We're just getting started. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Newbie Games podcast, and hopefully you got some inspiration. If you did, and you want to learn more on how me and my team can help you start getting fat loss results, DM me Transform on IG, and I'll send you more details.